Hello and welcome. This file is called Runed. And before you listen to this file, you need to write a number between 1 and 50 on a piece of paper. And that's how many Runed orgasms you are going to have before you are able to have your next real and satisfying orgasm. That's all it's going to do. And after you've written down the number, the only choice is, are you going to ruin the orgasms yourself? Or do you let this file kick in and make it even worse? Now, if you've written down your number, if you have made your choice, and you're ready for this file, get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, letting go, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance. Maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you I'm here for you. So that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go, if that is what you like to experience. You can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go. Falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction, so you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper, so you just let go. And And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. To dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy. Knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you, and you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2-meter-thick steel walls. And it's filled by a liquid, though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be. Once a massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank, and it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair, and I put a mask over your head, completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli.
and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in zero G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception. As you float into a state where there's only your mind your thoughts, but even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as a concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void. As your last thoughts are fading away, your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too. How your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence. It's fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time for a little challenge. That's right. And before you have listened to this file, you have written down a number on a piece of paper, and that number is how many ruined orgasms you are going to have before you are going to have your next real satisfying orgasm. That's right. Now, there's one little safety. If the number on your piece of paper is higher than 50, this file won't have any effect on you. And now it's time to begin. Now, you know how many ruined orgasms you are going to have before you have your next real orgasm, your next satisfying orgasm. And to achieve those ruined orgasms, you need, in order to have a real orgasm,
you have two options. The first option is that you do it yourself, that you ruin your orgasms. This way, you have a little bit control over it. And it's probably a little bit more comfortable too. But let's be serious. That's not why you're here. Oh, I have no doubt that you're going to do it after the first orgasm. But the first orgasm is probably the one where you want to know how much control this file has over you and how this file ruins your orgasm. It's actually surprisingly simple, while at the same time surprisingly evil. Now, you have to understand that an orgasm isn't just this one unified thing. You have a physical part, the reactions of your body, and you have a mental part. Now, what we are considering the orgasm, the part that feels really amazing and really good, is usually the mental reaction. It starts in your mind and it happens in your mind. And then there is the bodily part of it. And when it both works together, it's amazing. But what we are going to do is simply blocking the mental part. And that's pretty easy. Because every orgasm, the mental part, is a decision of your subconscious mind. And that's where the hypnosis comes into play. Because your subconscious mind knows how many ruined orgasms you want to have before you are able to have the next real orgasm. Your subconscious mind knows that you have written down the number. It was your free choice. It is your will that your orgasms are going to be ruined. And because your subconscious mind knows it's what you want, that's exactly what's going to happen. And you know you have made a choice. You have made a contract with yourself. That's right. I'm just the notary, making sure you stay in the contract. And of course, when you try to have an orgasm, you will be aware that you have to have so many ruined orgasms before you can have a real orgasm. And yet, it will feel completely normal. It will be completely normal. You will be just masturbating or having sex, and it will all feel completely normal, like it always feels, right up to the point of no return. But then, when you reach the point of no return, you're realizing that it's only your body going through the motions, but your mind isn't in it, because it's impossible for your mind to have an orgasm until you've got ruined so many times. That's right. Just imagine it. Your body reacting, going through the motions of an orgasm, but the pleasure isn't coming, the high isn't coming, and even worse, the release afterward isn't coming. This deep sense of satisfaction afterward will never come. Instead, you will feel this inner pressure, this inner lust, this inner excitement, sexual excitement, bubbling, growing even stronger, getting even worse. That's right. You will be even more horny afterward, even more desperate afterward. Because that's just what the physical part of the orgasm does. Only the mental part can give you the release you need. But you have signed away the right to have this kind of release until you had all the ruined orgasms you have to have before you're allowed to have a real orgasm, a satisfying orgasm, an orgasm that really feels good, that gives you this incredible pleasure high and sends your mind flying. Yeah, those orgasms are impossible for you until you had your ruined orgasms. And you have your choice. Either way, you push yourself to the point of no return and then just stop, which will still drive you crazy with lust and make you incredibly desperate, but at least gives you a little bit of control and is not as bad as a forcefully ruined orgasm. Or you try to have an orgasm and experience that it's just impossible to have the mental part of the orgasm. You will just know you can't have an orgasm yet. It's impossible for you. First, you have to have your ruined orgasms. And it was your free choice. And because your subconscious mind knows it was your free choice, it's exactly what it's going to do. And of course, your subconscious mind understands that you wanted to enforce it. That you want to feel out of control, that you want to be helpless against it, that you want to be forced to have these ruined orgasms before you're able to have a normal orgasm again. That's right. There's nothing you can do about it. Either you ruin yourself until until you have the number of rune orgasms you need, instantly stopping all stimulation as soon as you reach the point of no return, or the safety will kick in and forcibly ruin your orgasm, taking away all the pleasure, making you so incredibly desperate. And right now, I want you to imagine it with me. Imagine you are masturbating. Imagine that you are really horny, really close to an orgasm, and it feels really good. It feels really perfect. And maybe you're using your favorite stimulation. Maybe it's a fantasy, or maybe some kind of porn. And you're getting really close to the orgasm, really close, and you're feeling really good, really amazing. You're right there, you can feel it. And you're getting over the point of no return. And you want to continue, you want to feel the orgasm. And yet something is wrong. You can feel your body reacting. You can feel the involuntary emotions of your body. And yet the pleasure explosion in your mind just doesn't happen. You just feel normal. You just feel desperate. You just feel this tension, this need for an orgasm exponentially growing in the moment while your body is reacting. But your mind isn't, because it's impossible for your mind to have an orgasm until you have enough ruined orgasms. And all that's happening is the desperation building up, the need for an orgasm exponentially growing, exploding in your mind. The tension inside your body is so extreme. You need this orgasm. You're burning for it. You're aching for it. And yet you know, until you have enough ruined orgasm, it will simply be impossible to have a real orgasm, a satisfying orgasm. Because you can already feel that this orgasm just left you more desperate. You crave it even more. Your entire body aching with a desperate need for an orgasm, with a desperate need for some release. Release that will only come after you ruined yourself enough times. That's right. And that's how it's going to be. If you try to have an orgasm and not ruin it. And it's a really extreme feeling. It will leave you so incredibly desperate, desperately horny, desperately craving an orgasm, and desperately needing release. Release that will only come after you ruined yourself enough times. That's right. And now we are almost done. The trigger is installed in your mind. You have chosen how many orgasms you want to ruin. And now your only choice is, are you going to ruin them yourself? Or are you allowing this file to slam them down the really evil way, leaving you even more desperate, even more in heat, even more needy for release? That's the only choice you have now. Anyway, I hope you greatly enjoy every single ruined orgasm you are going to have. I'm going to count you up now from 1 to 10. And with each and every number, you will wake up a little bit more, opening your eyes when I reach 10 and feeling wide awake, refreshed and wonderful. Now get ready. 0, go a little bit deeper and allow all my suggestions to sink even deeper into your mind, knowing deep inside your mind that this is going to happen. You know how many ruined orgasms you are going to have before you have your next real and satisfying orgasm. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Coming back with every number. And 5. Halfway there, or so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, and 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer, and with the next number you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy, and 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.